We praise God for being in this place on today. We thank God for the song ministry, the praise team who does an excellent job all the time. Let's give them a hand. Thank God for Brother Matt. I wish I could sing and play like that. Amen, amen. God is good. And we serve an awesome and a great God. And he is faithful. Oh, he is faithful. Oh, my God. And our God can do great things, mighty things, and wonderful things. Amen, amen. Got a word in my belly for you. Amen. I'm full this morning. Amen. I'm ready to deliver this. Amen, amen. I've been in the presence of God, and I just thank God. God is good. And I don't take it lightly when God allowed me the opportunity to be able to speak his word. Amen, amen. We go into the scriptures. 1 Peter, the 4th chapter. That's just my clock. Thank God for technology.
Amen.
1 Peter, the 4th chapter. Hebrews, James, it's in the New Testament. 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, starting with the 12th verse through the 14th verse. I would need someone to read that for me. Starting with the 12th verse through the 14th verse.
Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you.
Mm-hmm. Continuing down to the 14th verse.
Okay. But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's all suffering.
Mm-hmm.
If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. For the Spirit of glory and of God rested upon you. And on their part, he is evil spoken of. But on your part, he is glorified.
Amen. For a brief time, as the Spirit of God leads, my subject is, think it not strange because you can make it. Think it not strange because you can make it. Continue on the theme for this month. During this time, concerning the early church, this was a very dark chapter in the early church life. The church at this time was facing great persecution from the hand of the Roman government because of their stance for Jesus Christ and because of the gospel. Nero, who was the ruler of the Roman Empire at this time, was a very evil-hearted man. This man had a strong hate for the people of God because of their stand for Jesus Christ and because of the gospel. He also was a weapon in the hands of the evil one to try to stop the people of God from doing the will of God. History records and said that this is how evil Nero was. History says that Nero would take animal skin, dip it in animal's blood, wrap the saints of God's body in it, and throw it in a den of lions to be eaten alive. Nero would also take the saints of God and dip their body in oil, place their body on a stick, set their body on fire to light his garden at nighttime. Nero also how evil-hearted this man was, Nero set the Roman Empire on fire. And most of the Roman Empire was destroyed, and he told the citizens of the Roman Empire that the Christians done it. And because he done this, the citizens of the Roman Empire came against the God's people and persecuted them. Now the Bible let us know this. All of those who will live godly shall suffer persecution. Anytime that you are doing the will of God, you will always face opposition from the enemy. The more that you are committed to doing the will of God, the more that the enemy will come against you. Now, the question may be asked is this: why will God allow such evil to happen to his people? What all they was doing was obeying him and doing his will. Well, don't get stuck at why. Let me say that again. Don't get stuck at why. Because why? It can be a door for the enemy to cause you to doubt your God. Now, there's a principle here that God wants us to see. Now, God don't want us to focus on the evil that was going on with God's people. Because in spite of what was happening to God's people, they were still triumphant. Because why? God was on their side. So this is what God wants you to see. No matter how you suffer or persecution come against you because you are doing the will of God, you can make it. This is what God wants you to see. You can make it. Why? Because you serve a great God. You serve a mighty God who won't let you down. Well, saints of God, think it not strange when God allowed pain to come into your life because his will must be accomplished. Think it not strange when God allowed hurt to come into your life because his will must be accomplished. Think it not strange when God allowed disappointment to come into your life because his will must be accomplished. Think it not strange when God allowed grief or loss to come into your life because his will must be accomplished. Think it not strange when God allows sickness to attack your body because his will must be accomplished in your life. Think it not strange when God allows fiery trial to come into your life because his will must be accomplished. God's will is for his glory to be revealed. Now, all of us got to get to this place in our walk with God like our Lord and Savior Jesus did when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. We got to get to the place, nevertheless, not my will, but your will. We all got to get there, and sometimes it can be a struggle when it comes to our will and God's will, because sometimes we might not want to let go our will, but we got to keep striving to get to that place and say, Lord, I'm saying yes, your will, not my will. Well, the scriptures let us know this. I reckon that the suffering of this present time cannot be compared to the glory that will be revealed in us. But before the glory, there's a period of suffering. And we don't like the suffering. We don't like the persecution. But it's all a part of God's divine plan. Glory to God. After the pain, glory. After the hurt, glory. After the sickness, glory. After the persecution, glory. After the fiery trial, glory. Because why? God wants to get the glory out of what you are going through. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Well, the Bible let us know this, saints of God. Can I give you the word? Well, the Bible said, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have what? Her perfect work, that you may be perfect and tired and wanting, or the word want to be lacking nothing. The word of God said, blessed is the man that endured temptation. When he has been tried, when he has been approved, he shall receive a crown of life. How many of you want a crown of life? Which God has promised to those that love him. The Bible said, cast not away therefore your confidence, which have great recompense of reward. The Bible said, after you have done the will of God, you have need of patience. You have need of endurance. You have need of perseverance. Why? That you might receive the promise. The Bible said, weeping may endure for a night. It's just for a night. It's just for a season. It's just for a day. However long God said I did. But the Bible said, what? Joy coming in the morning. Well, your morning is coming. But you got to go through the night. Glory to God. The Bible also said this. Great is he that's in us than he that's in the world. The Bible says, so then what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Well, the Bible also said, what shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? No. Shall distress? No. Shall persecution? No. Shall famine? No. Shall nakedness? No. Shall danger? No. Shall the sword? No. As it is written for his sake, we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. But nay. And all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that love us. Well, since I know that, Paul said, I am persuaded. I am persuaded. We're out of persuaded, saints. Paul said, I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angel, nor principalities, no powers, no things present, no things to come, no height, no depth, no any other creature shall be able to separate me from the love of God. That's the word. I said, that's the word. I said, when you are in a battle, work the word. When you are in a battle, work the word, because the work, the word of God will work for you. I said the word of God will work for you, but you got to work it. You got to work it. Hallelujah. Not your friend, but you got to work it. Not your prayer partner, but you got to work it. Not your husband, but you got to work it. Not your wife. You got to work it. Not the prayer line. But you got to work it. Once you work the word, you will see results. But you got to work it. You got to open up your mouth and declare the word of God. And I want to say the word is here right now. I say the word is here right now. Well, who is the word? Jesus. I said Jesus. He's here right now. Well, the Bible says in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things was made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. Well, you can make it because He'll make a way for you to make it. Well, the Bible also said the Word shine in darkness. It shine in darkness. Well, the word of God will be a light in them dark places. It'll be a light in them dark places. And the Bible saying the darkness comprehended it not. It did not defeat the word. Glory to God. Saints of God, just because you are a believer or a saint, or a child of God, victory is not automatic. It's not automatic. There are things that you got to do to obtain and maintain the victory. Now, even though Jesus Christ died for us to have the victory, glory to God, we still got to do something as a believer to get victory. Now, all of us in here know how to fight physically to some degree if somebody attack you. Amen. You know how it was before you got saved. You know, you will fight. Some of us will fight just if somebody just look at us. Now, we are in a spiritual battle. Now, follow me on this. Now, God wants us to fight. Now, He just only don't want us to fight, but He wants us to be skillful fighters, so we can see good results. So we can see our enemy defeated. Well, what are the requirements to be a skillful fighter? You just don't want to be a soldier by title. Because that don't qualify you to be a soldier. Now, before they send soldiers out to war, one of the first things that they do, they train the soldiers. The reason why, because they have a goal and a purpose in mind, and that is to be victorious. They never send soldiers out that are not trained. Now, before you can become a nurse, you got to be trained. Before you can become a doctor, you got to be trained. Before you can become a policeman, you got to be trained. Before God can use you like He wants to in this spiritual battle that we are engaging in to be effective, you got to be trained. And one reason why we suffer casualty and become a victim of the enemy, because we are not trained. And any time that you are not trained, you will perform poorly. Anytime that you are not trained, you will be defeated. Now, what does it take to be trained? Training involves preparation. Preparation involves time. It involves effort. It involves discipline. And it involves being faithful. Training also involves being informed and educated about the battle you are engaging in and about the enemy you will be doing warfare with. Training also involves following the instructions of your superiors. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, and the leaders God has placed over you. Training also involves learning how to work together in unity with others and not being divided. Let me say this before I move on. As I share this with saints from time to time, Satan's kingdom is evil. And no matter how evil Satan's kingdom is, they work together. You never seen one demon fighting against another demon. You don't find that in scripture. But we'll fight one another. And God don't want us to do that. God wants us to stay united so we can accomplish the goal that God wants us to accomplish, and that is for his kingdom to cover this earth. Yeah. Training also involves learning how to use your weapon skillfully so you will be able to defeat your enemy. Training also involves knowing how to get healed because you will be wounded from time to time so you can stay in the fight. Now, if you don't get healed, that wound can turn into something else. So you got to learn how to get healed so you can stay in the fight. Okay, well, where does the training take place? Now, we know that we got to be trained to be a skillful fighter. Well, one of the things that's so important, training takes place at the church. That's why it is so important as a believer to attend church. This is a scientific fact, and research has proved this. People who commit suicide usually are by themselves. I'm going somewhere with this. They are loners and they are drifters. Now, one of the things that the enemy will try to get us to do is to stay away from church. And if you stay away from church long enough, you will commit spiritual suicide. If you stay away long enough, and you will become a victim of the enemy. God didn't call you to be a solo saint. And the people who are solo usually don't survive. God established the church, a community of believers. We are a community of believers. The person that you are sitting next to, you need that person. You never find a soldier solo who won the battle. It takes a group. And this, saints of God, this is so important here. And oftentimes we are guilty of this. Listen to me carefully. Here, when a soldier comes up missing in the natural army, they send a search team out. A search team, why? To find that soldier. So that soldier won't become a prisoner of war. Now, watch this. Now, saints of God, when you see a believer, now look to your left. That person is important. Look to your right. If you see that person you sitting by, and for a long time, and for a period of time, you don't see that person, go into a search mode. Don't leave that saint out there by themselves. Because if you do, they are easy prey for the enemy. Now, that is so important because research has said over 40% of the people have left the church, and most of them will never come back. Because you know why? Nobody took the time out to show them that they care. Everybody in here wants to be loved. Everybody in here wants to be cared about. Everybody in here under the sound of my voice want to be sure that I'm appreciated. And sometimes all it takes is just a phone call. Hey, I'm thinking about you. And how many times God may have dropped somebody off in your spirit and you just shoved it off and said, well, I get to that later. Sometimes later never comes. Because you have wounded saints. They are saints that come to this church, and I'm sure of it, that are wounded, they are scarred, and they are damaged. But what they need is somebody to take time out to reach out to them in compassion and love and say, I care. Bring that soldier back to his post. The church is your post. And a lot of times people get in trouble, saints, they get in trouble because they leave their post for whatever reason. Anytime you find a soldier that will leave his or her post, oftentimes, if they are not careful, they'll go AWOL. They'll become missing in action. Because why? They done left their post. And let me say this. The enemy is very clever in his schemes. So we have to not only just be prayerful, but we have to be watchful. And how the enemy trick us a lot of time in the battle, we are prayerful, but sometimes we come distracted with other things. And when the enemy launches his fiery darts, because we are not watchful, we get hit in a vulnerable place. And once we get hit in that vulnerable place, sometimes it could cause damage. And if we are not careful, sometimes it won't be repaired. How many saints, the Bible said, demons love this present world, and he left the kingdom of God because he loved it. We have to be careful. Going on, saints of God, in a hurry. Another thing that's important and being a skillful fighter is putting on the whole armor of God. Now, we hear that we are in a spiritual battle, that we must put on the armor of God. Now, the armor is not there just to protect you. The armor is there also to absorb the blows. So the blows won't cause you to become disabled. So the blows won't cause you to become immobile. So the blows won't cause you to become infected. That's why you got to put the whole armor of God on. And let me say this. You should never leave your house without putting the armor on. That's right. Because you know why? You don't never know when you may have to engage in spiritual battle. You should never try to fight the enemy naked. And what did I mean by naked? You don't have no armor on. Like I said earlier, don't just be soldier by title. You are identified by your uniform. And so if you don't have no uniform on, when you engage in spiritual battle with the enemy, you are naked. You are an easy target for the enemy. And not only do you have nothing to protect you, but there is nothing to fight with. Because why? You are naked. You are exposed to the enemy. And so when the enemy sees you naked, he'll come in there like a flood and sweep you away. Glory to God. So we have to put the whole armor of God on. And let me tell you something. If you notice the armor, saints of God, it protects vital organs. One of the organs that it protects is the brain, the helmet of salvation. The other one is the breastplate of righteousness. It protects the heart. Now, these are two vital organs spiritually. What did the Bible tell us to guard our heart? Well, the Bible tells us to guard our heart for two reasons. One is because out of the heart flows the issues of life. The other reason why, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks it. So if I allow my heart to become infected, not putting on the breastplate of righteousness, that infection can spread all over my heart. Well, how do you know when you are infected? Well, this is how you know you are infected. When you begin to talk opposite what the words say. When you talking about, I'm going to give up, you have become infected. When you talk about, say, I don't know whether or not I'm going to make it, you have become infected. When you begin to say, nobody loved me, you have become infected. When you begin to say, glory to God, God don't love me anymore, you have become infected. So it is your responsibility as a believer to keep your heart from being infected. So that's why you got to put the blessed plate of righteousness on. Notice it's righteousness. It's a blessed. You are in right standard with God. And you have to realize that. And see, let me tell you something. Don't take your walk with God lightly. Treasure your walk with God. Protect your walk with God. Let me tell you something. Your walk with God is very precious in the eyesight of God. Don't allow no one or nothing to separate you from your God. And sometimes to keep that from happening, you have to fight the good fight of faith. And sometimes we just love just sitting around in our comfort zone in that lazy boy chair. All drinking our tea, eating our donuts. And we don't feel like doing anything. Lord, it's a good day. I'm relaxing and I'm enjoying myself. And God is whispering in your ear, prepare yourself. And you just continue to sit there in that lazy boy chair and don't move. Well, let me tell you what God would do with the lazy boy chair. God will flip the chair over. Well, and the reason why, because he don't want you to become too comfortable where you are. And not only would he flip the chair over, and you might say, well, that's kind of harsh. Well, you know what? God's ways are not our ways. And God's thoughts are not our thoughts. Okay, well, some of you still may be struggling with it. I just can't see God being that way, blah, blah, blah. Well, let me give you scripture. Remember I told you that the early church was persecuted. One of the reasons why God allowed the church to be persecuted was to push them out of Jerusalem. Because Jerusalem was a place of comfort. Now, it's no problem, minister, to being a witness here to one another here. We already got Jesus. And I'm not saying that that's not important in this place at its proper time. But what God would do, he will push you out of the comfort zone. He will push you into the deep waters where you will come out of that comfort zone where you have to depend upon him. And God is trying to get you to that place he had designed for you to be. So what he will start to do is put some fire under you. He would start to begin to push on you. Well, and I just sense this in my spirit, and this is for somebody. I just sense that sometimes God said, I want you to get up a little earlier and pray. And the flesh say, I need that extra 5 minutes of sleep. And the flesh don't want to get up and pray. Now, I pray when trouble comes, but God is trying to do something with you. When he tell you to do something, he has a purpose in mind. So if God is telling you and leading you to get up early, then you need to get up early and begin to seek him. Because saints of God, once you walk out that door, you don't know what you're going to face during the day. And I'm sure all of us in here during the day, we have experienced this from time to time. And something hit us unaware. Something came that we were not looking for. But if I had have done what God told me to do, and remember I told you part of being trained is preparation. If I had have done what God told me, I would have been prepared. The other organ is the mind. And let's be honest, oftentimes the battle is in the mind. Before you do any action, it begins with a thought. No one just do anything, and no one just feel any kind of way. And let me tell you something. If you want to trace how you feel, check your thought life. Amen. Check your thought life. Lusts come from thoughts. Words that are painted in our mind. Depression come from thoughts. Anxiety come from thoughts. Worry come from thoughts. Fear come from thoughts. being agitated, irritated, come from thoughts. And the Bible tells us to put on the helmet of salvation so you can protect your mind. What did the Bible tell us? For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Let me tell you something. You got to guard your mind, because if you don't watch them thoughts in your mind, them thoughts will become a stronghold. Where you are no longer in control, it's in control. And if you don't watch it over a period of time, if you don't cast them thoughts down, them thoughts will, in some translator, become a fortress in your mind. And what is a fortress? A fortified place that cannot be easily penetrated. And sometimes you wonder why people are the way they are, a fortress in their mind. A fortress is in their mind. Well, the Bible let us know, saints of God, that the word of God is like a hammer. And sometimes you have to take your hammer and tear down that fortress. And glory to God, and not only after you tear down, just don't tear down and leave it empty. Because a hammer serves two purposes, to destroy and rebuild. Okay, well, after you tear the fortress down, you begin to rebuild the word of God in your mind. So you can have godly thought. Now, notice I said earlier that it's your responsibility. It's something that you got to do. Notice the Bible said you got to meditate on the word. What? Day and night. You got to do it. The Holy Ghost is not going to jump out of your body and run over there and pick your Bible up and bring it back to you. That is something that you got to do. And the saints of God who are victorious, they meditate on the word day and night so they can observe to do all that is written in it. And why? Then they'll have good success, and then they'll prosper in all their way. But you got to start in your mind. If you don't renew your mind in the word, let me tell you, you can be saved and you will act just like when you wasn't saved when issues come up. You will get in your flesh and try to handle things yourself, and you will begin to conduct yourself in a way that's not pleasing to God. And you will begin to say things that's not pleasing to God. And you will blame everybody but yourself. If this hadn't happened, I wouldn't have done that. Well, don't be like the scripture said over there in Proverbs. Don't be like a city broken down without a wall, where your spirit is not in control. God don't want you to be like that. And so now let me say something important here before I move on. The reason why it's so important to be meditating upon the word of God so you will be spiritual minded. The Bible said to be spiritual minded is what? Life and peace. Okay, now, if I don't renew my mind in the word, I'm going to stay carnal-minded. Coming to church, carnal-minded. Speaking in tongues, carnal-minded. Jumping and shouting, carnal-minded. Because when you get through jumping and shouting, if you have not renewed your mind in the word, and somebody come messing with you, and you just got through praising God, well, this in my spirit, don't let sweet water and bitter water come out of the same fountain. You are the fountain. And don't you know you are? This is the only fountain where sweet and bitter water could come out of? Everything else, if it's sweet water, it's going to remain sweet water. If it's bitter, it's going to be bitter water. So saints of God, renew your mind in the word of God day and night so you can stay spiritual minded. You are in a battle. Okay, the next thing, part of preparation, is prayer. Now, I want to talk about prayer in a different light. I say this when I was meditating, this was dropping. Your prayer is your walkie-talkie to heaven. You have to keep in communication with your chief and commander. So prayer is your walkie-talkie. Now, all walkie-talkies, if I'm not mistaken, have a button on there where when you want to talk, you push it. Then when you get through talking, you release it. Now, let me say this. Now, prayer never intended to be a one-way talk. Take your hand off the button. Take your hand off the button, because if you don't take your hand off the button, you cannot receive what your commander in chief is trying to tell you. So when I take my hand off the button, I can hear what the Spirit of God is saying. So well, in order for my walkie-talkie to be infected, I got to keep the static out of it. Because if I don't keep the static out of it, I can't hear clearly what my commander-in-chief is telling me. So in order for me to hear clearly, I got to keep the static on so he can tell me that day what to do. That day he might tell you to be quiet. Study to be quiet. Don't talk this day. Well, the Bible said, he that keepeth his mouth in his tongue, keep his soul from trouble. And how many times the Holy Ghost done nothing? Be quiet. And you start a fire. You start a fire with your tongue. Your tongue is a match. And you start a fire. And before you know it, the whole forest on fire because of your tongue. And when God was trying to tell you, but you decided, well, Lord, that hurt me. That wounded me. I got to defend myself. And let me tell you something about a lie. A lie is just like wind. You can't catch it or you can't stop it. So don't try to defend yourself. Let God defend you. Let God be your vindicator. Let God be your judge. This here I want to say that's so important in prayer. Then we're going to move on. Is this. Prayer is very important for there are times when we don't know what to pray for. We don't know how to pray. And let me tell you this, I don't come to learn this over time in my walk with God. That's why praying in the Spirit is so important. Because you don't know what to say sometimes. You don't even have the words. You can't even figure out what to say. And that's why it's so important. And let me show you something as I was meditating upon this. The Holy Ghost, when you pray in a tongue, it's like a cold to heaven. It's like a cold to him where the enemy cannot interpret what you are saying. Even in a natural battle, the enemy, even in this war that you see, this terrorist world now, they have codes. They have to decode them codes to understand what the enemy is saying. So when they decode codes and find out what the enemy can say, they can see what he is up to. So there's the Holy Ghost taking what you don't know how to pray for to God, interceding on your behalf. And let me say this to encourage you. Well, even if you don't know how to pray in tongues, Jesus is praying for you. So don't get discouraged because you're not praying in tongues. Because Jesus is standing before the Father right now, and he's interceding on your behalf. He's your advocator. And glory to God. And he see you down here on his earth. And he know your name. And glory to God. He'll call your name before the Father. And Lord, and say, send them some reinforcements. Because Lord, they are in a fierce battle. They in a fierce battle, Lord, and they need some reinforcement. And here come the angels of God to help you out.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
They just let me know that my time is up. Glory to God. Thank God for technology.
Amen.
Let me say this. Give me about 5 more minutes. Let me say this. Glory to God. When you as a believer called on the name of the Lord, your Father is there. Sometimes all you can say is, help me, Lord. Say, help me, Lord.
Yeah.
And he will come and help you.
Yeah.
I want to say this right quick. Give me about a few minutes. I want to say this. It is so important as a saint of God to know who you are in Jesus Christ. So many of God's people are struggling with identity crisis. They have a low opinion of themselves. Even though they are saved, they are still struggling with who they are in Jesus Christ. And a lot of us base our identity on outward things, on our clothes, on our hair, on our career, whether or not the crowd is receiving me, applause, accolades, the community I live in, careers. Those are outward things, and they are important in their place, but you should never base your Christian identity up on their thing, because you know why? They are carnal. They are natural. Your career does not determine who you are. Only your relationship with Jesus Christ determines who you are. Now, notice what the Bible says about you. You are joint heir with Jesus Christ. You are a seed of Abraham. You sit with Jesus Christ in heavenly places. You are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. You are a lender and not a borrower. You are whole and not broken. You are blessed and not cursed. You are victorious and not defeated. You are healed and not sick. That's what God said. Even if people don't like you, that doesn't matter. All that matters is what God said. And if God said you're blessed, you're blessed. If God said you restored, you restore. If God said you a son, you a son. If God said you a daughter, you a daughter. If God said you his glory, you his glory. If God said you this or that, according to the word of God, believe that and let the devil know I'm not going to take down. I'm going to stand on the word of God because I know who I am. Let's give God a hand. Remember, saints of God, that you are in a spiritual battle. And I'm not saying focus on that, but you are in a real battle. And the enemy is out to get each one of us. Let us stand. If you are struggling in your prayer life, this is what I want you to do beginning today if you haven't done it. I want you to start taking time out to spend with God each day. I'm not here to tell you how long to spend in the presence of God because each one of our schedules are different. But I am telling you to take time out to pray. And this is in my spirit. When you pray, take a tablet with you, a notebook. So if God give you something, you can write it down. So you won't forget it. Take the word of God with you. Because the Spirit of God will lead you to a scripture to meditate up on that day. So start taking time out to pray. God wants you to grow up in your prayer life. He don't want you to always be a baby, but he wants you to grow up because you know why? God wants you to know him for yourself. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you that you are faithful and that you are true to your word. We thank you, Lord God, that we are victorious no matter what, Lord, what's going on in our life. We are more than conquerors through him that loves us. Lord, we have the victory. Lord, we're going to overcome. Lord, we're going to come out of this. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, we're going to believe your word and stand on your word and trust your word, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, and we thank you for the word on today. Thank you here for these people, your people, Lord God. And Lord, and we just give you glory and we give you praise. And Lord, we give you honor. It's in your son Jesus' name that we pray. Let the people of God clap their hands.